Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I took a hiatus. I don't know if you noticed, but I haven't been recording videos and I kind of enjoyed it. Not gonna lie, I needed a break. I'm catching up on my life. Roger is here with me, of course, because we were going to talk about Snatch Game.
Yes.
We were going to talk about UK Snatch Game 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, but we postponed it because we knew Snatch Game for season 14 would be eventually coming. I didn't know it would take 3 weeks. But here we are. Roger, how are you? Welcome back. It's so good to see your face.
I am very excited to be talking Snatch Game with you. This is one of my favorite things to do, quite honestly. Watching Snatch Game on Drag Race is only more fun for me because I know that I get to talk about it with you after.
I went out with some people to watch the season 14 in a bar because I thought it would be amazing to watch Snatch Game in a bar. This was not the Snatch Game to watch in a bar. Although it really was, because there was so much commentary from the crowd. It was really kind of funny.
As I was watching it alone in my room, I thought to myself, I think I probably should have gone to a bar to watch this.
Yeah. We went to a bar that was not very crowded. We went to Rock Bar. We went because we didn't want it to be super crowded. We saw some very questionable drag queens.
I got your host. I got your text.
And so they were not superior hosts, I will say. Every now and then they'd pipe in with something, but it felt like one of them had never even watched the show and she hosted every week in Rock Bar.
Well, if there's anything that we've learned after this episode is that drag is hard.
Drag is hard, girl.
And not everyone can do everything.
No, not at all. It was amazing to me that none of them could think on their feet. But we'll get to that. We're going to start off with UK. I wore my British flag shirt because we're going to talk about UK. So we're going to talk about this Snatch Game. Let me share my screen. Somewhere. All right. There, can you see Miss RuPaul?
I can.
So this already has the toots and boots on it because I figured we did this weeks ago. It doesn't matter.
It's a quick recap. It's the segment before.
It is. What do you think of Ru's dress here?
I love this dress.
I do too.
And it's a great reminder that sometimes she can still pull out looks because they're the lining within
that purple is so gorgeous underneath that orange.
I think this
might be one of her best looks. Between UK and season 14.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. She did get 100% toot, obviously. Right there. All right, so this Snatch Game we had, I love that they changed it up and it was, I don't know what the name of it was. Snatch Game Family Edition?
Because it's a play on Family Feud, but right, it's also a play on another Family Feud type game in the UK.
Yeah, there's one in the UK. I don't know what the name of it is either, but something like that. And so we had teams and we had Katie Price, and Michelle Visage were the heads family. On Miss Price's team, we had Bag of Chips, and she did Kathy Bates from Misery.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this?
Of the look or of the performance?
Either one.
Okay. I'm clear as to like what we're hitting on UK before we get into.
I would say we're gonna go quickly through these, but great. I would say let's talk. I mean, her look is ridiculously correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, so I don't know if this is me being a bad gay or not, but I have not seen Misery.
Yeah, Christian told me he hadn't seen Misery either, and I was offended.
I am sorry to offend. However,
that's okay.
I am not clueless as to what Misery is and have seen clips and film packages over the years of Misery, of Kathy Bates' performance. And I mean, I guess all everyone needs to know, she is obsessed with, is it James Caan in this movie?
James Caan is a writer and he writes like these romance novels.
Yeah.
And so he was in, I think in Maine, it's a Stephen King okay. movie, isn't it? Yeah, he's in Maine yeah. somewhere. Finishing up his book, and he gets in a car accident from a snowstorm.
Exactly, yes.
And she rescues him, and she is his number one fan.
Which then there was a Broadway adaptation starring Laurie Metcalf and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So knowing all of that, knowing the general idea of the movie, I know she keeps saying that she's an actress, and this is when Bagga really pulled it out as an actress, completely taking RuPaul's book.
Yeah.
And it works within the framework, paying homage to the framework of the movie, the character, and
What was genius about it was that she kept calling him Paul because the guy's name in Misery is Paul.
Yeah. And look, I was not a fan of Bagga this season at all.
Me either. But you gotta give her credit for this.
I can't knock her for it. Yeah. So I thought she gave a great performance, and she really was. I know that Blue won, but for me, she was the.
I think Bag of Chips was the real winner of this. If a lip sync didn't decide it, she would have been the winner.
Correct.
Yeah. We all know she cannot lip sync.
No.
Not at all.
That is not her bag.
In the family is Pangina Heels as Mariah Carey.
You know, this broke my heart. And we texted before.
I warned you.
I know. The look, perfect.
On point.
Perfect. I just think that, it felt flat. I think she went the wrong way in terms of she said she had this kind of aloof and distance thing that she was saying
right.
in her description to her, how she was going to approach it to RuPaul. And I think that was just the absolute wrong way. I think you needed to go so completely like.
Yeah, you have to go bonkers, Mariah.
You have to go bonkers with Mariah, because let's be honest, Mariah is bonkers.
Yeah, she's not funny otherwise.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's this kind of like Mariah lives on this other world. Like she,
yeah.
You know, she's never, you know, she hasn't pumped her gas since the 80s. Like it's ever. That entire thing. I think she fell into the trap of being so reverential to the person that she was portraying that she wasn't, that she was too afraid to get ugly.
Yeah.
With it. And ugly, like in quotation marks, like, mm-hmm. you know, which honestly, like, it was disappointing because Pangina was my favorite the entire
season. She was destined to win this thing, and she got screwed, but this did not help her.
Yeah.
And I know in have you watched Drag Race Thailand at all?
I've watched like the first episode of each season.
Okay. So in season two, it was kind of explained that in Thailand, it is performance-wise, it is more about impersonating. And so they have like these contests for you to compete of who you impersonate. Pangina is like the premier Mariah Carey impersonator of Thailand. She also owns her own club.
Pangina owns her own club?
She owns her own club, yeah.
I love it.
And so then Angelina Nong, who won season two, is like the premier Beyonce impersonator.
Okay.
There's another girl. Oh my God, I can't think of her name. Anyway, she was in the top three of season two. She's like the premier Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Candy Zionide, that's her name. She's like the premier Ariana Grande. There is a queen named Mocha Diva who was on season two. She's like the premier Pink impersonator. So they kind of all do these thing. Impersonations,
yeah.
not performance-wise, not Snatch Game-wise.
Right.
I texted you and I said, I hope she doesn't do Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Well, but also like you can tell the difference in terms of when you have all of these queens together in one room.
Yeah.
Competing in what is essentially an American show.
Of course.
And you can see the differences.
Yeah. I almost wish she had picked someone Asian to do, just so that it it would have been more referential for her. And I think she could have had more fun with that. Yeah. The kookiest Asian thing I can think of is Imelda Marcos, which Manila Luzon already did, I get.
Right.
Miss Swan.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many actresses and figures from Asia, or even Asian people from the Western Hemisphere.
Right.
You know, there are many things that Pangina probably could have done. But also, look, we're not on there, and she felt confident that she could do Mariah.
And as we all know now,
sometimes Snatch Game is hard.
It's hard. We've learned that very, very much. So this was definitely not a great Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Jujubee as Cher on team Katie Price.
Yeah. So just a reminder for everyone, Jujubee has only been good on the Snatch Game once.
As?
Eartha Kitt.
Agreed.
And she had an amazing concept as Eartha Kitt, which is just to say the most absolutely banal things, absolutely just nothing, and just say it in a sexy, sensual way.
Exactly. All you have to do is do it in that accent.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the jokes weren't even really there. I mean, Cher is short for charcuterie. I was like, girl.
Yeah. Girl. People praised that joke. And I was like, that was one of the most stupid things ever.
Right. And at one point, I don't know who said it, was it Michelle or maybe it was somewhere that I read, but it almost felt like Jujubee was doing Chad Michaels as Cher doing Cher as
exactly
opposed to doing Cher.
Exactly. I when they asked her what her name really was, she should have went with Sherilyn, which is her real name, but then done it like drag, like Sherilyn Dupree, you know, Van Cartier, go on and
exactly
on.
Yeah.
And something stupid like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then it makes it drag and it makes it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what did you think of her Snatch Game overall?
It was fine. It got her through it.
It was very much fine.
It was very much fine. It got her through
it. Yeah. I have nothing else to say about it.
Yeah, neither did I.
And I love on our other team, Team Visage, we have Janie JK as James Charles.
Maybe it's because I'm 40 now, but I can't with YouTube stars. I can't with YouTube personalities, TikTok personalities.
No.
Also, I think, and I love Janie JK. I liked her in Holland. I liked her on this. I know that she's not really people's favorite, but she's also not one of those queens that, like Pangina, she's just not one of those queens that knows the kind of get crazy,
Neither of them are naturally funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved her on her season of Holland. I actually loved her on this season as well. This James
I loved Charles her on this season too.
Was crazy. Nuts. I don't know why you would pick this person. Knowing James Charles' history.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why you would choose this person at all.
Yeah.
Does she look like him? Sure. I couldn't tell you what James Charles looks like.
Neither do I. Neither do I. Also, I realized that James Charles and then there's someone else that whoever India Farah did on her
James
Starr, Patrick Starr.
No, I think they're all the same person. That's who Candy Muse did. Did India Farah do him as well?
India Farah did someone else who I mistake for James Charles, but I think they're all the same.
I think it's another star. I think he has star in his name as well, and I just don't know what it is.
James Starr? I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, you know, she could have done someone else. She could have done Meryl Streep.
She should have.
She has a Meryl Streep in her.
She's like, oh, I already did this, but I did so well. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what she said her other choices were, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Tan Mom?
Tan Mom. Tan Mom. Also, I don't know Tan Mom enough.
I saw the one video.
Yeah, but also did. Like that, but that could also have been.
And that was like 5 years ago.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bad choice. That's all.
Yeah.
Blue Hydrangea as Michael Myers in Austin Powers. And he gave us this and Dr. Evil.
I should not like this. I did.
I did too. And it should have been the most annoying thing ever. And it just made me laugh.
But also like, I really dislike, even though Bago really hit it out of the park, I really dislike when people do
characters
of actors instead of the actors.
Yeah, I wish they would not allow that, but that's never going to happen because that's their only way around it.
Yeah. However, I think Blue did great.
Did well. Did really, really well.
Did well. I mean, here's the thing. Like, my own personal preference aside, Blue went in and did the assignment.
Did what she needed to.
Made me laugh.
Yeah.
And then did a switch.
Yeah, and did a costume change. I mean, it was an easy costume change because all he had to do was take that wig and glasses off and change his costume.
And his teeth.
Sorry, something just fell in my apartment.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it was. I just heard it like slide down the wall. Ooh. Oh, I think it was my dress form. It's fine. So I'm done with Blue. She's fine.
Yeah.
She did well.
Yeah.
Definitely top two.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Mohart as Billy Porter from Pose, because he didn't do anything else other than Pose.
Pose, darling. Pose. Again, this was fine. This is clearly...
boring.
He said, RuPaul said, you should do RuPaul. I'm sorry, you should do Billy Porter.
Billy Porter.
And Mohart has done Drag Race enough to know when RuPaul tells you who she wants to see...
Do it.
You would do it.
Yeah, and she didn't have anything ready for Billy Porter. And look at this outfit. I mean, these are just stuff that she had. So she is Billy Porter.
She pulled it together.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, and also Mohart and Billy Porter in terms of personality.
They're the same person.
And just there's a lot of the same kind of mannerisms.
Yeah.
And just the way they hold themselves. So for someone to pivot the way that Mohart did.
Yeah, I thought her introduction was the best part of her Snatch Game when she told RuPaul that she should be hosting. And then everything else to me was boring. But I am also known for not being a Billy Porter fan. So there you go. If she could have made fun of him more, I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why she didn't like say something about how Billy Porter invented men wearing dresses. Because to me, that would be funny on a drag show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, because we all know Harry Styles did it.
I know, and he went after her. Girl.
No.
Oh, well. All right, so that was Snatch Game. Who do you think won? I think Bag of Chips won the actual Snatch Game.
Bag of Chips won the
actual Blue won the lip sync. Because Baggett can't lip sync. Let's go quickly through this runway. This was Luck Be a Lady, I think was the theme.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but sometimes Blue does not proportionize well.
No. To me, this really isn't the assignment either. This just looks like a ensemble member from Wicked.
But I would wear it.
I would wear it too, but it doesn't, to me, it doesn't scream Luck.
Right. It's only the pot of gold in her hand.
Right. I know you're trying to be a fashionable leprechaun, but to me, it did not work. I do love her wig.
Yeah.
I love the curls in that.
Yeah.
JDJK going full on roulette wheel with this hideous pink dress.
I don't like it. I think it's simple and costumey.
Yeah. I mean, the roulette wheel looked so cheaply homemade.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't like the chip belt.
No, I couldn't tell if she was going for like being a cocktail waitress in Vegas.
Right.
This dress.
Yeah.
I just don't, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad. Jujubee, once again, shirking the assignment.
But I mean, I get it when she does the hand.
When she did that, she needed cat ears. What I really wish, because this wig makes no sense. Right. She really needed a hood like just a hooded thing, no wig, a fitted hooded cape, almost like a face bikini without like her covering her face, but with ears on it. And then I would get it.
Yeah. So have you, someone told me that there was a theory going around on Reddit that Jujubee was kind of a last minute replacement for a queen who couldn't get on.
That is the rumor.
So it's so funny because, you know, a friend sent it in a group text and someone else on that group text go, I really hope Jujubee's the one that started that rumor.
Well, the rumor is that it was Mila who went to do that drag show, to host the drag show in the Philippines.
Oh, it was supposed to be Manila.
Not Drag Race. Philippines, the other one. Jujubee did say that this was supposed to be her cat look.
Oh.
But the look that she had for this luck one, the designer didn't finish it in time. And so she just wore some other dress for the cat one with the where she had the cat boobs.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Mohart becoming the flamingo.
I love it.
Very smart of her to, you know.
I love it. She's plug the
Drag Race show that is at the Flamingo.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, it was so good. I don't know.
I want to wear this.
I don't know how she put this in her suitcase.
No. I mean, it was probably one. There was probably one suitcase that
is an entire suit. Yeah, that's like a trunk. Because I don't know what this is. But it lit up as well, which is crazy.
I loved this. This is a great look.
The great, great look. Bag of chips as a leprechaun.
I hate this.
It's so ugly.
I hate this.
But it makes so much sense for her.
Right. So the thing is, the reason I love Bag of Chips for first season is because she seemed so of the people.
Yeah.
And now, in comparison to the other queens, but also, I think Bag of Chips has also drank her own Kool-Aid.
That yeah, I mean, she kind of said it on the finale. She's really only there to be on TV.
Yeah, the bag of chips that she thinks she is not the bag of chips that she actually gives off.
Yeah, not at all. This was bad. And finally, Pangina as the slot machine.
I loved it because things came out of her slot.
Yes, when the coins came out of the vagina, that was the best part. Otherwise, I think this is kind of ugly. But,
I mean, it's a little bit more elevated than Janie's. Yes,
it makes perfect sense. It's totally campy. It just looks like a slot machine costume rather than an outfit. Yeah. But whatever, who cares? It's drag.
Also, the fact that this is the outfit that she went out on.
Exactly, that she'd go home in that. Poor Pangina. All right, so on to this. Quickly through the finale, this is RuPaul's little bouncy ruffle pink dress.
Yeah.
It's fine.
She looks like a loofah.
She does look like a loofah. And I don't like her hair.
Yeah.
All right. Starting with first eliminated Lemon as the giant maple leaf.
I hated this outfit.
I did too. And people are raving about it.
No, I also hated her hair. Also, her hair is
the worst part of it. I liked it a lot more when the leaf was down and it was like a train.
That I enjoyed. Yeah. Still hated her hair. Yeah. I'm going to say this.
And I hate chaps. I hate when they did chaps on the runway. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Yeah.
Lemon's an okay drag queen. Lemon is not, for all of the things that they get, that she gets, like, I swear to God, she's just another pretty white queen who can pull out mediocre and people still think she's the shit. Her fan base is nuts. I mean, also, like, you can't tell me, no. She has a great verse in Priyanka's song.
She does. Her drag bores me, and so I've never been a fan with her. I thought she should have went home first on Canada. I thought she should have went first on this.
I was perfectly fine, you know. So when she came out, I was just like,
exactly.
Like, no, that wig is horrible, the chap, everything. Yeah.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Next, we have Cheryl Hole.
I don't like this dress. And also, I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. I do enjoy Cheryl Hole, but her aesthetic is not elevated in any kind of way. And this finale dress shows it.
No, I think they wanted Davina DeCampo to be in Cheryl Hole's place.
I would have loved to have seen
that. But she was touring Europe in Chicago. So that is why she is not here. And I believe that is why we have Cheryl. This dress is not good.
Who else would you have pulled from Drag Race 1?
From where?
This was filmed before Drag Race, before UK 2, right?
Yeah, it was filmed. I think they were chosen before it had filmed. Or maybe they were filming right around the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, so they couldn't have anyone from season 2. I mean, I would have put Something Wong in there. I think she is more interesting.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, I don't know who else could have gone in there. I mean, I also could have rather had another queen from somewhere else.
Yeah.
I would have rather had Cedergine from Holland.
Oh, Cedergine. Yeah.
Who I love and adore. So I don't know if you watch, she has a after show on Wow Presents Plus for the Holland.
Oh no. Well, I haven't seen Holland 2.
Okay. It's all Holland 2. And she has guests on there.
Okay.
And it's all in Dutch. So you have to read the subtitles.
Right.
But it's kooky. Right. She pretends to do it from her home. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this set of her house. And then they zoom in with the eliminated queen every week. At the end of it. But then they vote. The guest has to vote on what their favorite look is. And that person's picture gets put on the wall.
Okay.
And then they pick the best look from the next week. And then they compare it to that one. And if it beats that one comes down and the other one goes up.
Okay.
And then if not, they shred the pictures in a shredder to eliminate that. It's just so stupid.
I love it.
Speaking of stupid, here's Jimbo.
Yeah.
I love Jimbo. I think Jimbo can do no wrong. I wish that the antlers were a little bigger, but I like the look.
I mean, it's very hard to make brown look good
for me. Yeah. Agreed.
I didn't like this look. Until she said moose, I was like, oh, that's what that's on her
they're
head.
The horns are just not big enough.
Yeah. I mean, and it looks like she's just like, she was like moose or like moose walking around with leaves after the moose has gotten up from taking a nap. And, you know, she's just got leaves.
And they're slowly falling off of her.
Yeah. Jimbo, both times, this has happened where I've started liking Jimbo at the beginning, and by the end of Jimbo's appearance on I've turned sour both times, both the end of Canada.
I think that's the issue with a lot of people, because I mean, to me, she was the best part of this episode. I mean, when she's going like this to Pangina,
Jimbo's kind of like, well, I could have said this, I could have said that.
I hated it. Because
I
think Jimbo is playing the Jimbo character. This is not who she is. It's just a stupid character that she's doing.
But Jimbo, the thing is, it doesn't play on TV. And if it were a queen of color, you know, they would come. But no, but everyone's fair like, enough. Oh, great, yay, Jimbo read them. But if a queen of color had done the exact same thing, people would have come for her. And I can say it. That comedy is not for me. I really do think that Jimbo doesn't have a kind of understanding of how that plays for people. And it's really turned me off on Jimbo.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know, she's funny when it comes to the clowning, but also like she's not a lip syncer as well. She's not.
We've learned that.
And to me, Baga and Jimbo were the villains of the season.
Fair enough. Not blue.
At least Blue admits to being like...
I know, Blue is honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
All right, Pangina heels. Probably the best runway look out here.
The Pangina, even the luck one, which was Pangina still probably wins.
Yeah.
Best runway.
Almost every runway.
Over, yeah. Yeah. And she knew what she was doing here. She's got some Thai inspiration, but she was also like, I'm in the fucking UK.
Yeah. Yeah. She played it very smart. She did the Elizabethan and with a Thai, Thai hint of Thai in it. And looks amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've watched the fashion photo review for this season.
I have not.
It is Shea Coulee and Raja D. O'Hara.
Okay.
And they are not nice. And they're kind of boring as well. They have zero energy. But they are not nice to the queens. There are a lot of boots this season.
Well, I think also like when you have a cast of return queens,
yeah,
you expect the
elevation. Expect a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Were they not nice to Pangina?
No, they loved Pangina. They had nothing but nice. They didn't like her in this look. They didn't like her boots.
Ah, okay.
It was the only thing they didn't like.
Yeah.
They wanted them to be lace-up boots is all.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Fair enough. I can't wait. We have Janie Jacquet from Holland giving
I am now going to go and listen to what they thought about this. Because this...
They did not like it.
This is like...
This is hideous.
This is like the drawing that my 6-year-old niece drew on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And Jane and Jack Hay probably looked at it and was like, oh, that's a great idea. And basically just was like,
and I think someone on her season wore a tulip dress like this. That's why I was like, it wasn't her.
Yeah. I don't like the wig itself.
Yeah, it's just a bad look overall.
Bad look. Bad.
I don't get it. I wouldn't save this to be my finale look for any reason.
No, this is a hometown look.
Yeah.
And even, actually, this is not a look you wear on Drag Race.
No, at all. Neither is this.
Neither is this.
But again, it's what you expect from Bag of Chips. I mean, she went for Elizabeth Taylor, who I didn't realize was British.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
So she's wearing the headpiece. That's the Elizabeth Taylor part that I see. The dress, I don't, who knows? Maybe.
Like, I mean, this is what Elizabeth Taylor would wear if her outfit were being picked by Debbie Reynolds, and Debbie Reynolds was like, suck it, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, this is what I got for you. Yeah, not good.
I think that the judges forgive
a lot. Yeah, I also don't think it's fair for them to say, for Baga, this is elevated. No,
yes. I do think that it's a fun read when when people ask Pangina, do you think there was favoritism? Because they kept Baga.
Yeah.
And I forgot in what interview, but Pangina said, look, for Baga, that is elevated.
It is, for Baga, it is. No, I'm convinced Baga had some kind of deal in her contract that she was going to make it to the end. That's the only reason she was there.
Yeah, but you know what
she should have done? I felt kind of the same with Jujubee.
She should have also put in her contract that she should get a good edit, because the editors were like, yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we'll keep her, but we're going to make her look like a douche.
Yeah. It's also like, here's the thing. If you give them the material.
Yep. They're going to do whatever. They may edit it however they want, but you did it and you said it.
You did it and you said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue Hydrangea is next.
Again, it's the proportion. It's just...
Yeah, there's parts of this that I really like. I hate the length of this.
Like the sleeves.
I think she's worn this wig before.
Very possible.
And I don't like the boots.
No.
The proportions of it are all... It looks like it's too big for her as well.
Yeah.
That's all. Jujubee, again, this is probably the best she's looked on this season.
Yeah.
But again, it's not... extravagant. It's a simple dress.
It's just, you know.
That's got two peplums.
Yeah. I mean, she just looks great. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, I was disappointed with her overall.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Monique Hart.
I liked this. You know what? Looking at it right now, I don't think I like the skirt and how it's just kind of, it looks like it's just tied together in the front.
Yeah, it's too open because you can see her panties right there.
Right.
I wish it was just a full skirt closing with a slit.
Right. But overall,
it looks great.
On the runway, as you're watching it on TV, I thought it looked great.
Yeah. This color is spectacular on her. And I love this wig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There we have it. That was UK.
That was UK.
Good job.
UK. Yeah. We did it. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a winner. I don't know if you all know, but Blue Hydrangea won. I don't, sure.
Great.
There's whatever is happens this season, there's always going to be an asterisk next to the name Blue Hydrangea because most will say that the top competitors weren't in the finale.
Well, but also, like, that's kind of how the game works.
It is. It's never played out like this before in an All-Stars right. season.
Right.
This could be a precedent, or they could see this and be like, we're not doing that again.
Yeah, the one thing that I very much did not enjoy is when they decide that, if you're not in the top, all of you are in the bottom.
Yeah. Especially when there's four of them, there should have been at least two people safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, it was a lackluster finale for me.
It was, the lip syncs were bad. I didn't enjoy any of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you pick a winner from that.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. If I was RuPaul, I would have said, now let's get the eliminated queens up and see if they can lip sync.
Right. But also I was like, I don't think that they were going to let someone who wasn't from the UK win.
Yeah. I was hoping that was not going to be true, but I feel like that way as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I don't think even they thought that it was going to be Blue Hydrangea.
No. I think they just assumed Bag of Chips was going to win. And then when it came down to lip syncs, there was no way that that was going to happen.
Right.
Unless she was lip syncing against
Janie.
Jimbo.
Oh, Jimbo. Yeah.
Could you imagine a lip sync between the two of them?
I mean, they'd fall. Jimbo.
Apparently the two of them are going on tour together and I can't even imagine what that's going to be.
God. Talk about like drag Karens.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to the United States season 14. This is RuPaul's little dress that she pulled out for this week.
Look at that. I mean, it's cute.
It's fine.
Fine. You know,
the wig is spectacular. Mm-hmm. But the wig is stealing the show from this dress.
I mean, that bracelet.
The bracelet is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's fine. How about Miss Raven?
I thought Raven looked great.
Stunning.
Stunning. Also, the makeup, the hair, everything worked really well for all of her looks during looks.
Yeah, exactly.
During that game.
She had the bitch face down. I love this blue velvet dress. It is so good.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's blue velvet, but like she's also giving very high-end Morticia Adams.
Morticia Adams, exactly. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the snatch game. We're going to start with William Shakespeare, aka Lady Camden.
I thought that could have gone further. I liked the idea of...
I do too. Someone had said that she should have done it in like iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
For answers.
Yep.
Or at least do rhyming.
Right.
Something stupid like that.
Right. Or just kind of like, I mean, I liked the idea that she said, maybe I'll do William Shakespeare as Joanna Lumley.
Yeah.
You know,
great. Where's your cocktail? I mean, she doesn't drink a cocktail. She drinks from the bottle of vodka.
Right. But also just, She didn't take that concept further.
No. I think it was Bianca Del Rio on the pit stop said that she wished she had like a feather plume to write.
Yep. Yep.
And I was like, that is smart.
Yeah. There you go. There's, you have a feather in your head. Use that as your pen.
Yeah. You just take it out, start writing with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't think it was terrible. I just didn't think it was great.
In a kind of, if they were at least like one or two more good ones, this would have been a safe
pick. Very safe. Yeah. Yeah. Not a winner, not a loser, but safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of losers.
Who was it? Was it Carson? Was it Carson that was like your Betsy DeVos knew more about education than the real one?
Than real Betsy DeVos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is our Jasmine Kennedy doing Betsy DeVos. Oh my God. It was so bad.
Yeah. It's very bad. I mean, like, honestly, you just needed to play stupid.
Yeah. You needed to be dumb. You needed to say really stupid Republican things. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And also, I mean, you've been hearing this all season. Don't talk too much.
No. No, if you have to explain your joke in length, it's not funny. Yeah. It's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad, 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 bad. Definitely in the bottom.
Yep. This, yeah.
Miss Angeria as Tammy Brown. I didn't hate this. Tried. I didn't hate this at all.
This is a solid save.
Yeah.
This is a solid save.
Honestly, of the whole panel, to me, this was the second funniest.
Yeah, I mean, she tried.
But there was a big gap between first and second.
Uh-huh. Yes. Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
I love that she went out there, but I could... The thing is, and you could see them, even with the edit, you could see that even the ones that were kind of like, okay, because there were others that were so bad, like... It almost felt like Rue had just completely checked out as well.
Yeah.
So
they didn't even ask a third question.
Yeah. If you were kind of like just okay, you were probably also having the energy sucked out because it was being sucked out in the whole room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely seems to me that everyone could tell that it was stinking up. And I think it brought everyone down.
Everyone really got in their heads about it and didn't know what to do. I did love when RuPaul called her Wanda Sykes, because that is literally what I'm looking at.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right. Moving on to Georgia says Alana Glazer.
I honestly, Georgia should have been gone a while ago.
I am agreeing with you.
RuPaul loves her little like
her dancy runway.
And, you know, also, like, I think RuPaul shot herself in the foot when said, you were born for this. And now she kind of has to stick
to... Now she's backpedaling, saying maybe she's not ready.
Yeah, now she's kind of got to stick to this thing because you kind of anointed her. And then she's not pulling it out.
Yeah.
Case in point, Alana Glazer, one of the queens who clearly was just writing answers.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with the questions that were being asked.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And wasn't even listening.
I don't know why she even chose this character. I think Alana Glazer would be funny with a comedian doing it.
Absolutely.
George's is not a comedian.
No. Yeah. And I mean that like.
She needed to be like, pretty. She needed to be something else.
Yeah. That coochie thing where she was just like.
Yeah.
She didn't even hear RuPaul. She wasn't even listening.
No.
And RuPaul was like, who's coochie? Because she just kept going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wasn't RuPaul on an episode of Broad City?
Yeah.
We could have mentioned that.
I mean, you know, but it would have messed up the edit because the next character who I think you're pulling up.
We are. We're moving on to Drew Barrymore, aka Lil Willow Pill.
they were judges on a talent show too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
Yeah. So the voice was there.
Yeah. And I think the mannerisms were there. It was just dead.
It was dead. And also I think for Willow, there was also this kind of like, I think she probably legitimately also likes Drew Barrymore. So was so kind of tuned into wanting to get the the voice right, wanting to get the intonation right.
You don't want to do anything that might be deemed offensive.
Right.
Because you don't want to offend this person that you care so much about.
Put so much into what it is that she needed to write on the card and the joke on the card that she was not reacting to RuPaul, was not reacting to the other queens. I think that criticism goes to a lot of the queens.
Agreed. Yeah. This was a mess.
Yeah.
And I thought we were being set up because in the preview for the week before they showed her doing badly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's just a misdirect. She's going to do fine. And then boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on to someone who did do fine, we have Deja Sky as Lil Jon.
Fine.
I don't know who Lil Jon is. I'm going to put it right out there.
Me neither.
People at the bar were explaining it to me, and I was like, nah, I don't know who that is.
But, like, fine is a relative concept, because I think if you put Deja Sky, Lil Jon in other Snatch games,
it would not have been as successful.
Would have been a clear save.
Yeah.
Would have been a clear save.
Yeah. I agree. I thought she stood out because everyone else was so bad.
But knew that everyone else was so bad.
And took advantage of it.
And took advantage of it, which is smart.
Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. But also, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, everyone can do that.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, after the third one, I'm like, this is going to be stupid. But I laughed at every single one of them. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I did.
I did too. I did
Maybe because I was desperate to laugh at something.
Yeah. And, you know, and when Dove Cameron pulls a too.
Yeah, when Dove Cameron did it was the funniest.
Right. But I love when she's talking about a grill and the grill falls out.
Like, the grill, brilliant.
Great. And try to at least save the joke for the next person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
little Gwyneth Paltrow,
when AKA Lil Jon
Bosco.
When Lil Jon goes with the cup, when she pulls out the kombucha.
Kombucha.
That could have been great, but and Bosco's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hate her Gwyneth Paltrow. Was it great? No. But I don't think it was terrible. I think she was trying to be too intellectual. Mm-hmm. With her answers.
Yeah.
Instead of being stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I just go right. I mean, be kooky. Like,
yeah. I had to look up the word yonic. I had no idea what that meant.
Is that a real word?
It's vagina. Just say vagina.
Just say vagina. Just say vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what that means. So I can't laugh at it because it's not funny to me.
Right.
The word is vagina. We all know she made vagina scented candles.
Yeah. But I think Bosco's is the kind of Snatch Game performance where no matter what else is happening around you, you cling so hard to what you've already prepared and you're not allowing yourself
to be in the moment.
To be in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. In addition to, you have to be able to think on your feet. You have to be able to react to what other people are saying.
And I think out of all of them, Bosco had the most props.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our last competitor, and that is Diabetti as Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I thought this was Christopher Mason.
Don't.
I mean that lovingly, of course. I thought this was. I thought this is Christopher.
This was bad. Ozzy Osbourne should have been so easy to do.
Easy. I mean, if Carson Kressley can do a good Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what. The fact that she was copying Bosco's answers baffled me.
Yeah. And not once mentioned Sharon, right?
Yeah. Didn't bring up Sharon. Didn't bring up anything really to do with Ozzy Osbourne.
No. No.
And I mean, if you were you a fan of the Osbourne show, the reality show?
No, I didn't watch it.
I wasn't either, but I stumbled upon it a couple times. Ozzy Osbourne had the shakes. Yeah. I know that may be offensive, but I would have played that up.
That is absolutely what I would have done too.
Yeah.
And also just the falling asleep, like
yeah,
just that
exactly.
No,
he could have slept through answers and they try to wake him up and he doesn't wake up.
right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I don't understand why they were copying Bosco's answers.
I don't know. My favorite thing was when Bosco's like, she's like, I don't know why you're copying my answers. If he's seeing how I'm doing, that's not the smart thing to do.
Not the smart thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, oh, so bad.
Yeah.
So clearly we had a winner of Snatch Game, and that was Daisha Sky.
That was Daisha Sky. Yeah. Yeah. So I always go, oh, sorry. I don't know. I always, after every Snatch Game, I'm always like, what would I do? Who would I do? And clearly, while watching this, I was like, oh, if I were doing my Snatch Game character on this show, unlike for this particular Snatch Game,
right,
I think I would kill it, because I would basically be reacting to the fact that this is not fun yet.
Sure. That's how you have to play it.
That's how, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I also think Chad Michaels' Cher would have worked great in this, because it would have been like, who booked me on this chicken shit gig?
Exactly. It would have completely fit for this panel.
Yeah.
not good. Moving on to our runway, which is Holy something. Holy what?
Holy Couture.
Holy Couture. Thank you. We have Daisha Sky, who said she came out as Joan of Arc.
I'll play along.
Sure. Joan of Arc.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Look, Deja Sky clearly won because
she has the best
over the Snatch Game.
Yeah.
So I think
that she did not win for this runway.
No. And good for that. I mean, I do not get Joan of Arc from this.
No.
I get, you know, like 50% off at the fabric store.
Yeah. I don't understand it. This wig is just eating at my heart. I don't know what this wig is.
right. The sleeves. It's literally like, girl, just because you got all the fabric don't mean you got to use all of it.
No, what you if you're going to do Joan of Arc, you need to do Joan of Arc from like Jane Weedlin in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm. Just a cute little ugly outfit.
Yeah.
And you can spruce it up, put some rhinestones on it, make it a little couture. This is mm-hmm. just awful.
It's not good.
She's a designer. She designs most of her own shit.
Well.
Yeah, not good.
Well, it's what they say. It's like Yuha Hamasaki. She's a seamstress.
A seamstress, not a designer. Did you understand this category from the looks that came out?
No. No.
I'm wondering what the actual prompt was that they got, because I know that they don't get the exact prompt. Like, their prompt did not say Holy Couture. It probably said something about worship, because a lot of them picked their idols.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because some of them did get it.
Yep, some of them got, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
I get the joke. I mean, I at least...
The Joan of Arc makes sense for Holy.
Joan of Arc does make sense, yes.
I don't know that this was Joan of Arc. She may have just made that up to fit the demographic.
Right.
But next we had Jasmine Kennedy, and she gave us Gemini Horoscope.
which again,
I don't get at all from this look.
Well, yeah, but also it doesn't fit the brief. No. Not holy couture. It's religious, not zodiac.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't know what this look means. Do I like both looks? Sure. Do I understand both looks? No.
No.
I mean, looking at them, I don't get Gemini either.
No, and that little Gemini sign is so small.
So teeny tiny in that headpiece. I believe she said was the moon and the sun coming together. And I was like, Great. Sure.
Great. Awesome. I didn't, yeah.
If you want to say so.
While watching the pit stop with Monet and Bianca, yeah. I love that Monet points out that she said that her second look, her reveal, but also... This look didn't need a reveal.
No. I actually prefer the gown to the reveal look.
Yeah, yeah. that the second was inspired by a designer who I had not heard of, but apparently is a big designer.
Iris Van Herpen.
Yeah, I love that. Like, see, because when I hear Iris Van Herpen, I think Iris Apfel.
Exactly, with the glasses.
With the glasses. So, but
Monet with the Old Navy like, commercials.
Yeah, Monet is just like. Like, oh, I love that she thinks that this is what that Iris.
Yeah.
Or Iris what?
Iris Van Herpen.
Iris Van Herpen. That this.
Yeah, I don't know what Iris's looks look like. This could totally look like one. It could totally not.
It could totally not. Yeah. Also, just I Yeah, at this point, like Jasmine's still figuring out what the Jasmine Kennedy aesthetic is, and honestly, I think both of these looks look really old for her.
She always looks old on the runway, and I don't get it. A friend of mine actually went to, she was hosting a party at Pieces and said she was fantastic. On the mic, having a good time. I was like, well, great. She learned something from Drag Race, and that is what she should have done.
But Barry, I mean, how many times have we said this?
I know.
There are good drag queens, and there are drag queens who are good on drag race.
Yeah, Trixie Mattel, not a great Drag Race queen.
No, Trixie Mattel is not a great Drag Race queen.
Yeah.
But she's a great drag queen.
She is a great drag queen. Yep. On to Miss Angeria giving us Church Lady. This I love.
It is
so stupid and so good.
I loved it. I think it's a little obvious.
It is, but I don't mind that.
But like, because in comparison to the others.
No one seems to know what this category is. And this is clearly something I would think of.
Yeah.
As part of the category.
Yep.
And if anyone else did it, it wouldn't be as good as this.
Right. The look on her face, not just in this photo, but the entire time.
The pursed face.
scream Southern Church Black lady.
These are her aunties.
Yes, exactly. And it worked for her. You know,
I love a hat, so you can never go wrong with a good hat for me.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, the hat, the fan, the cute little lacy dress.
And just the right amount of accessories.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you're going to church. You want to look your best. You're going to put your best jewelry on.
Yeah, she is out of a Southern church. She is out of a Tyler Perry movie.
Exactly. Exactly. So bravo to her.
Yep.
Willow Pill giving us mushrooms.
Look, I get it. I get it.
I don't.
But that's why they edited in her explanation.
Yeah.
So like, I get it, but you cannot, no. Like no, it doesn't
fit. You can't try to pass this off as holy couture.
Right.
Unless you're going to say these are holes in her skin.
I mean, I imagine that this is what chlamydia looks like.
Yeah, girl.
So.
It looks like a disease.
I mean, and which is what she was going for.
Yeah. It's ugly. I did not enjoy this at all.
I did not. Not for this.
No, it was Bianca and Monet's favorite look of the runway.
I
don't get it.
It just didn't. I mean, it's a good look, but not for this.
Not for this. No, I don't know what this category would be. Maybe psychedelic something.
Yeah. Or maybe it is a mushroom runway.
It is, you know, maybe. Who knows? That's what we'll get next season.
Yeah.
I also feel like her headpiece should be bigger as a mushroom.
Yeah.
I know she said she based it on a specific mushroom, so maybe they'd have small caps, but I want a bigger one if it's going to be a mushroom.
If you're going to be in drag.
Yeah. Go big.
Go big.
Yeah. Miss Diabetti giving us... Lady Gaga Judas video, I think she said.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't watch videos anymore. She also fell on the runway.
Yes.
And I literally thought she broke her ankle the way it bent.
Yes. I hate that she fell, but it caught my attention.
It did, and she handled it really well. I will say.
I don't like this.
I think the look is awful.
I think the look is awful. I don't like the punk aspect of it. I don't like the bridal aspect of it.
I hate these black tights that she's wearing with it.
Yep.
I don't like the length. Driving me crazy looking at them.
I don't like the shoes.
No. Yeah, it's wrong. Everything about it is wrong.
Right. I don't like it. And yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Not good. Sorry.
That's it. Yeah.
Georgia's giving us marijuana.
Listen, I love a good papal outfit.
I love the hat.
I love the hat.
That's the thing I love about this outfit. I hate that this is a bodysuit that she's wearing with a peplum.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And
her I do actually like her hair, because when she took her hat off and untucked, I was like,
oh yeah,
the hair is really cool.
Yeah, the blunt itself could have been a little bit more.
Yeah. I could have lived without it. She could have come out as just as this, and I would have thought, oh, she's, you know, being the Pope.
Right.
Just in green.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be marijuana, but I get it.
It looks like an unfinished outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like too much that she's already worn. The hat, yeah. I think, is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And her hair. Lady Camden coming out with the Spice Girls.
Here's the deal. Again, this is another one where it's like, sure, is your religion the Spice Girls? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not the assignment.
That's why I wonder what the assignment really was.
Yeah.
Because I think it may have been something to do with worshiping, because she worships the Spice Girls.
Yeah. It's not the assignment. Love,
you know, they have their idols. We have Britney, we have Madonna, we have Beyonce, we have the Spice Girls. That's who the queens adore.
Yeah.
So I get that, but that is not holy couture.
Right.
Do I love this outfit? Yes.
Yes.
Do I wish I could wear this outfit? Oh my God, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. But it doesn't fit. It doesn't. I don't think it fits
the assignment at all.
Right. Right.
But I think she looks adorable. I hated that they called it a costume because I don't care.
But like if it were in the right category, they would not have called it a costume.
At all. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
And finally, my personal favorite of the runway, Bosco. I thought this was stunning.
I'm going to say this. I really like this look, but I do not like bathing suits
as garments. And she did do this look last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this look. I really think it is.
And I was like, where, what, as they're coming out, I'm like, where is my fucking slutty nun?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't.
And
I
here she is.
I do not think that that's an outfit. Like, I want a garment.
I get it.
Yeah.
I think she looks beautiful. This makeup is lovely.
Absolutely.
I do love that she looks different every week, even though her outfits are very similar. She looks like a different queen every week.
Yep.
Bosco is my favorite. I love these fucking hoofs.
Yep.
Shoes.
Yep. Bosco's up there for me. Bosco. Yeah. Bosco and Willow Pill are like my top two.
Yeah. All right. So who won the runway for you?
With Angeria as my top three.
Perfect.
Who won the runway for me? I guess. This is why 10 weeks in and there's still 8 girls.
I can't. I'm going back through them quickly. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, Deja. Bosco.
It's Bosco won the runway.
Bosco run the
runway. I mean, Angeria is close because hers to me is really cute and works for the assignment.
Yeah.
No one else understood it.
Despite my bathing suit comments.
Yeah.
I mean, the look itself is top.
Monet and Bianca hated it.
Uh-huh. They did.
And when they said that, I was like, it's literally my favorite look on the runway.
No. Yeah.
Oh well. What are you gonna do?
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah. And so obviously Deja won. Everyone else is going to have to be part of this lip sync smackdown.
Yeah, because because what we need is, you know, 20 episodes when there's only 13 girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so confused by this. Because we still haven't gotten the fucking chocolate bar either. Could you imagine if the person who actually loses next week has the chocolate bar?
I can't.
Because that would be 3 weeks in a row where there was no elimination.
You know, we haven't talked about this, but what did you think of the Georges Jasmine Kennedy lip sync?
I thought Jasmine won.
So we're in agreement that someone could have gone home.
Yeah, and honestly, they both could have gone home that week. Yeah. I would have been fine with that. Jasmine, I have Jasmine on my fantasy league, and I would have been fine with her going home.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, both of them are young queens. You know what? That's also another thing. Let me finish my thought, and I'll go to
this. This is a very young cast.
You know, both of them are young queens, and quite honestly, I don't feel that they know who they are as drag queens. Mm-mm. And I don't want to see more.
No.
No. Now, my other thought is, it is. It's a very young cast. And
the oldest person is 31.
And I think that there is a point now, we're at a point with Drag Race that so many queens have only been doing it for a year or two, are applying and getting in.
The season queens aren't applying for it anymore.
Yeah.
Because there are a number of New York queens that have been doing it for years and they've never been cast and they're kind of over it. They don't even apply.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also,
let's be honest, Brenda Darling should have been on there by now.
Well, and has Brenda's been applying?
She did at the beginning. She said she stopped and she's like, if they invite her back now, she would go, but she's not going to apply anymore.
Yeah. Well, and also the other thing is now.
The same with Keisha Carr, who should also.
Now, all the queens know that, you know, just getting on Drag Race now opens you up to the toxic fandom. And not a lot of people want to deal with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you're a legit working queen in one of the big cities, you don't need Drag Race.
You don't need Drag Race. I mean, it will propel you to world status.
It will,
but you don't need that to survive.
No, it would.
First of all, you're not going to go into debt.
Yeah.
Being on the show.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
These queens make a living.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't know. And I think, the casting has gone weird. I think they look more at social media now than actual talent to see who has the most followers. It's who's going to appeal to the teenage girl.
That are going to buy tickets to DragCon.
Yeah. I am not.
Yeah. I mean, it's an industry now. You're a part of a complex now.
I did buy tickets to the UK Invasion tour.
Oh.
I'm very excited to go see this.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited to see Davina DeCampo live. That's really one of the reasons I bought it. There are three special guests. I think Lemon is one of them.
Yeah, Lemon.
Pangina. That's who I'm really excited to see.
Pangina's here next weekend. I'm not going to be here.
That's okay. She's coming to Brooklyn.
On the 22nd. I know, I'm not going to be there either.
At 2 a.m., girl. 2 a.m. in Brooklyn. On a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday night.
Wait, is she going to be at that? Because you know,
$3 bill.
Yeah, all these Twitter gay. Here's the thing. I discovered gay Twitter during the pandemic.
Sure.
Which I think a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny for me to see what gay guys who don't live in New York think that being gay in New York is.
Oh, sure.
And they think it's $3 bill and horse meat disco.
This is gay New York. I'm sitting at home in my apartment.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I'm sitting at home drinking rosé with an ice cube.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Also, there are some queens that you and I both know who also think that gay New York is $3 bill. And
absolutely. I know some very dearly.
I know some very dearly too.
It is not for, I am old. Let's get that straight. Yeah. I went to $3 bill to see Alyssa Edwards and Shangela for a 10 p.m. show. That is late for me to start going out at 10 p.m.
Listen, drag here in Dallas and in Fort Worth doesn't start until like 10, 11.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, unless you're suddenly Seymour and you're legitimately putting on a full-ass cabaret show, No. I am not going to go for six queens who do one song each, where the majority of things they do is just walk around collecting tips.
Exactly.
I want a show. That's not a show.
Give me a show. Well, Shangela and Alyssa went on at 1:30.
No.
When the show was supposed to start at 10.
No. No.
And they each did two numbers and that was it.
No.
Done. I learned my lesson. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I need a stage. I need a show. Alyssa is coming to Town Hall in April, I think. So okay. I may go see that because that she can't be late for.
Right. Right. Right.
But we'll see. Who knows? Okay. I have been going to these drag brunches. I don't know if you've noticed. I went to Schitt's Creek drag brunch. I went to Harry Potter drag brunch. And went to Brittany and Christina drag brunch.
Oh my God.
These are all hosted by Miss Sugarcane from Drag Race season 10, 11.
Yeah, season I 11. Like Sugarcane.
And she brings in different queens every week. And it has been so much, it is so expensive.
Oh, wow.
Because you have to buy a ticket. So you have to buy a table of either 2, 4, or 6, which is fine. Yeah. It ends up being like $25 for the ticket.
Right.
And then you have to pay for brunch. You have to pay for your unlimited drinks. And you have to tip the queens. Yeah. So you don't get out of there without spending about $100.
Yeah.
But I am going to two more in April.
I would go to a Marvel.
For that to happen. You would go to this next one that I'm going on April 2nd. It is,
which is
Disney Villains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Told you would go to that. I'm also going on April 9th to Madonna. Just Madonna.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, I'm enjoying them so much. They are a lot of money, but I highly recommend them if you're in New York City and you see it happening. This weekend, I did not go. It was Beyonce and Rihanna. And I did that purposely because when I went to Harry Potter, there were 6 Beyonce songs. Oh, and I was like, we already did Beyonce.
Exactly. That does not sound like really good curating.
No, exactly. they've all been fun. I highly recommend them. They are at the wonderful Macy's department store restaurant. Yeah, didn't even know there was one, did you?
Really?
Yes, it's called Stella at Macy's. It's on, I know, Stella at 34th, and it's on the 6th floor in Macy's.
Okay.
And the food is actually decent.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, go have some brunch. Have some drag brunch. It is a good time. The queens do a bunch of numbers. There's 4 queens. Sugarcane is the host, and then she performs at the end.
Okay.
But the queens do at least 3 numbers each, and there's 3 queens. So you're getting a full show.
You're getting a full show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good times.
There you go.
That's enough of that. Any other thoughts on drag? Who's going home next on Drag Race?
Oh, God, I hope it's Jasmine Kennedy or Georges.
I would be fine with both of them going. I texted someone yesterday. I was like, we got to have a double elimination next week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what if it's a rematch?
I highly think that it should be, and give them a song that they can both dance to and we'll judge based on that.
Right. Right. I just don't care.
Neither of them need to stay.
I
also think Dia Betty might be in trouble. She already went home for a lip sync.
That's true. That's true. I will say this. I know that she's the villain of the season, but I like Dia Betty.
I actually like her drag.
Yeah.
I think she is playing up the villain aspect a little too much. I don't think that that's really her personality, but I think she's realizing that that's keeping her around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. That's my thought on that.
Yeah.
All right. I've kept you on here for an hour and a half, girl. It's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, as always, for doing Snatch Game with me.
I love doing it. I love the Snatch Game.
We are going to have another season coming up, I think.
Yeah.
Because I know, did you watch Spain?
No.
Well, Spain starts this month.
I've made a decision where I'm like, I can't.
It's too many. I'm certainly not going to recap Spain because I have a hard time with it. I had a hard time with season one.
Right. I watched the first episode of season one.
I fell asleep during their Snatch Game.
Oh.
Girl.
Yeah. So I haven't watched I haven't watched first season of Spain. I haven't watched Italia. I haven't watched Holland 2.
I honestly, love Holland and I love Italia.
I will say this.
I loved Italia, but mainly because I love the judges on it.
Yeah. I haven't seen Canada 2.
You're not missing a whole lot. I thought they were boring. Although I did love the winner. I thought it was a boring season.
I think we reached a point a year ago.
Yeah.
Where it's too much drag court. It's too much that you're pumping out content with not enough legitimate talent.
Right. And you're also making people choose which ones they're going to watch.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to watch all of them.
No.
Unless
no,
you're,
I don't have bandwidth.
And I'm stupid and I do it anyway.
It's not special.
Anyway, anymore. Coming back to what I was going towards, I believe in spring we are going to get the all winners season. It's already been filmed.
Wait, who's on it?
I mean, the rumors are out there, girl. Who do you imagine would sign up for it?
Jinx.
Jinx, I believe, is on it. Yes.
Wait, is it just all US?
I think it is all US.
Because I would love to
have I think at one point I did hear that the Vivian might have been on it.
Oh, really? So I was going to say, or Envy Peru.
I did not hear that, but I wouldn't mind that.
I think Raja.
Raja, correct. I heard her.
Okay, Raja, Jinx. Sharon's too controversial.
Yeah, they're not having her back.
Bianca would never do it.
Never.
Violet?
I'm scrolling.
Trinity?
Trinity is on it. The Vivian is on this list.
Okay. Evie?
Evie Oddly is on this list.
Aquaria?
No.
Huh. Who else?
Jada Essence Hall, which okay. makes sense.
She needs another go at she it. Needs,
just... Yeah, because they had the interrupted season. Monet yeah. Exchange.
Okay. Yeah, because Monet and Trinity want their own win.
Right, they want their own win. Raja yeah. from season 3. Shea Coulee.
Okay.
Trinity the Tuck.
Okay.
The Vivian. Evie Oddly. And that's all that's on the list. That seems like a very small cast.
So Jinx is not on there.
Jinx is on there. Sorry. She was the first one on there.
Okay. Okay.
I skipped over her.
How many is that? That's 7, 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Well, that's how many there were for UK versus the world, right?
There were 9.
9.
But same thing. So yeah, it could be like a 6. And the rumor I heard was that no one gets eliminated. It's a cumulative thing.
It's a point system.
Yeah.
I see that I would like. I would like
that as well. Because I don't think any of these people would come back unless they're going to be on every episode.
Exactly.
There's no reason not to.
I think, and especially for someone like Raja, who was on the earlier seasons.
Yeah, she would be eliminated first.
right.
unless the first challenge was like a runway challenge.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I do think that like on an all winter season, I think you need to do something different. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you eliminate winners. That's not.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I do because I have an order that I would put them in.
Right. But also I like the idea of like, if you're giving everyone points, someone could surge, someone could always be in the bottom. You know, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I also like the fact that they can't eliminate each other. It could get very catty.
Yeah. Yeah. But also having all of them around all the time. I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued by the idea of it as well. So I hope that happens. It already has been filmed. So I believe someone said it's supposed to release in the spring.
Okay. Here we go. Well, it's almost spring.
Probably once the US is over, which, yeah. you know, at this point will be June. No, it should be, we should be done. I mean, I thought we would be done at end of April, but now I'm thinking maybe mid-May.
Yeah. But still, when something starts in January.
Well, yeah, I heard this one was only 14 episodes, but that's only four more episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't see how they can get down.
Unless they eliminate two.
Four people.
Unless they eliminate
two. And they two. Never do the chocolate bar. Like, one of the top four has the chocolate bar.
Yeah. They eliminate two. One more. That's eight. That's five. And then your last episode is final four anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But right. You usually have the reunion and then you have a two-part finale.
Yeah.
So that's three episodes. That means there's only one more if there's 14.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably 16 again. That's what was last season. And that is 4 months worth of Drag Race.
And that's a lot.
Too much. Too much for a season.
Yeah.
All right. Get out of here. We've been on here an hour and a half. Thank you all for listening and watching.
I love you.
Whatever, however you're getting this wonderful content that we supply. Roger, I adore you. I can't wait to see you next weekend.
Yes.
And who knows when I'll be back because I haven't been recapping. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.